Welcome to AU to AZ, episode number 8. I say tomato and you say?
Tomato.
I say aims and you say?
Nap plan.
I say common core and you say?
Oswells.
I say elementary and you say?
Primary.
But we both say?
Learning.
And we both are passionate about integrating ICT into learning. We're going to be talking about browsers today.
So which browser do you use, Rodney?
I use the one and the only Chrome.
Do you?
For the longest time, I didn't really want to get onto that bandwagon because at the time I was looking at Firefox and Chrome. Yeah. Firefox, because I thought, you know what, this is pretty neat. It's really fast. Mm-hmm. I can customize it. I can say what browsers I want open at what time, how long they're going to be open, with the cookies. I got all into the back end and I could customize that.
Yeah.
But then someone said, well, try Chrome. I couldn't tell you who, but I was hooked.
Yep,
so Chrome is faster, stronger, updates more often, works with and displays more web pages properly, and it has great extensions.
How do you know that?
Because I use Internet Explorer and Firefox at work and at home, and it 9 times out of 10, Chrome is just better for the things that I use and the things that I work with.
Have you tried it? The different browsers on the same equipment, on the same laptop or whatever, in the same place. So I've tried all the different browsers on the same network, for instance.
So absolutely.
You can compare them. So you're not saying, well, this is better, but you actually only use that one at home.
No. I've done major comparisons because that's just something that I do personally because I want to make sure that it's it flows really easily between the two, between the three or whatever tabs I'm working inside of.
Yeah.
And I've just found that it's just so much better. When I would, with Chrome, I usually have 1, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13. I have 13 tabs open right now.
Yeah.
And it doesn't use as much resources as 13 tabs inside of Firefox. Mm. Now, I know that there's going to be some people that say, well, hey, you can't really say that, or what are you doing? But I know that to be a fact because my computer doesn't slow down like it does with Firefox or IE. IE, there is just no way IE would keep up.
Are they finishing off IE for some reason? Did I hear that was going to be not updated anymore?
You know what? I haven't heard that.
Oh, it must have been a rumor.
I was hoping that 9 would be the end of it, but no, they had to come out with 10. I do have to say this. At work, 10 is awful because of the reason why it's awful is because the main website that we use is our online grading book and attendance. And it does not display the forms or the tables or the sheets that teachers create. It doesn't show them at all very well.
They need to make browsers agnostic, don't they? Things that they make need to be browser agnostic.
Absolutely.
And that's not happening because some websites run better on different browsers, I've found. And as soon as I find something's not running very well, I'll just switch to another browser and try it. So I try a few different ones at different times.
Yeah.
To try and make things work better.
So you look at the page and then that's the browser. You look at the page and then you try to figure out which browser works best for that page.
Well, I do start off in Firefox, I must admit, from my habits. But at times I do wonder whether I should use Chrome because I do use Google a lot and the Google apps, it's for school here and I'm sure it will probably run better on Chrome. And I know sometimes I use Safari for some things.
So my question to you is this. When you use Firefox, what kind of extensions do you use?
I don't use many extensions at all at the moment.
Okay.
Not many at all because I don't I don't do a lot of browsing on my laptop. A real lot. I do a lot of browsing on my iPad. So actually I'm probably telling a lie because on my iPad I use Safari because it's Safari on there. And on my iPad, I use Pockets a lot for saving things, for reading later. So I really like the Pocket app and Pockets, so I use that. Then I used to have a few things set up. I mean, in the just at the end of the URL in Firefox, you've got a host of different things that you can open up onto that are already set up there that you don't have to really set up yourself, haven't they?
Yeah.
And you can go to options and add a whole lot more stuff. I sort of really haven't used it. I don't know. I haven't got time to do all that, all those different services you can add to it.
it could make your life so much easier.
But I don't use all those things.
Okay.
Some of them look like they're swearing. When you scroll through the list, there are hundreds of them there. Like Mashboard. What's that? You could look here for days. There's probably some really good stuff, mind you. Which one?
Oh, let me tell you,
Rodney.
Well, inside my Chrome, I love Adblock Plus.
Yeah.
And how did I put it? Install the Adblock Plus extension and say bye, bye, bye to the majority of ads.
So it blocks the ads, as it says. It blocks the ads, does it?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, your entire...
that'd save downloads, wouldn't it?
It does. Your entire browsing experience changes when the ads are gone. It's amazing.
Does it speed it up? I guess it would.
I'm going to say yes, because you don't have to. It doesn't look for all those extra things to put in and where it goes. Mm. It finds the major content, puts them in, and you're good to go. So that one's great. And the other one that I absolutely love, and I've shared it with so many people, and they just love it too, is called OneTab.
Ah, yeah, OneTab. I think I've heard of that.
Yes.
You put all your things on one page.
Links. Right. It converts all your tabs into a list, and you can access all those tabs. You can either restore them individually or at once. Mm. And when you do that, it actually saves up to 95% of your memory. And it reduces the number of tabs open in your Chrome, your Google Chrome, because every single time you open a tab, it also installs the all the extensions for that tab.
Yep.
It makes those extensions readily available in all those different tabs. So when you click one tab, it compiles them all down to one tab, and it only has those extensions for that particular tab.
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
It will be good for you who has 55 tabs open.
Right.
Yes.
And the cool part about it, though, is if you're doing a lot of research and you have a lot of tabs open, if you save them and you save them into one tab, save them as a list, you can share that those tabs as a web page.
That's good, isn't it?
It's awesome.
It is
really awesome. So that's one of the things that I've done. Those are two of the extensions that I really, really like.
What's Social Bar?
Social Bar? It's a browser plugin, and it syncs information between Facebook and other social networking sites.
Ah, yes. You know how people post the same thing and you read it on Facebook and then you read it on Twitter? It does that, does it?
Yes. Yes, it does. Oh. Guilty as charged.
I don't like that.
No, well,
that drives me mad when I read something. I think I've already read that. Oh, yeah, that was on Twitter, wasn't it? Now it's on Facebook. Oh, no.
Well, here's the thing. Here's why I use Socialbar.
Yeah.
I have a daily tweet that I do to Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and Plurk.
Yeah.
And instead of copying and pasting to all of those, I do it to all four of them at the same time.
Probably a great idea, isn't it?
Right, because in each space, I have a different group of people that I interact with. So, like on Google+, I have the really geeky people. On my Facebook, I have friends and family and people that are at work who know me as a teacher. And then on Twitter, I have lots of people who don't really know me, but they see the things that I've put out. And then on... So they all see the daily tweet that I have, which I really enjoyed. So
that's a good idea. I guess if you're on Google+, sending out something, you'd send it out to different groups, wouldn't you?
Right.
If you had everyone on Google+, you could have different groups for different, because that has all your different groups.
Right. But but then again, you have to be specifically on Google Plus in order to get certain things.
How are you finding people are taking up Google Plus?
I'm finding more and more people are taking it up and working with it and trying to do more things inside of it. Good friend Jamie Vandergriff is trying to do more on it. She and some of her colleagues, Stacia and Cat Flippin and Kate, have a program called EduView. Oh, and a new member, Amy. Yeah. They have a program called EduView, which is great. And they do a Google Hangout. And it, it's an EduView Talks. And it talks about different topics. And they have a hashtag and different things with that. Panels with a Purpose. I'm sorry. EduView, Panels with a Purpose. It's on every Monday night at, Monday night American time at 8:15 Eastern Standard Time. I forget because it changed on me. It's now 6:15 for me. But it's a really good show. But the reason why I bring it up is because they actually do a Google Hangout, which is then a live broadcast on YouTube, but it comes through Google Plus. And so you can have a chat in the background, either on Google Plus in the Hangout or on Twitter, and they watch both. It's a really good show that I would highly recommend. It is only an hour, but some really good topics and really great resources that they bring forward.
You'll have to put that on in the show notes there.
I will.
Can you do that? Put it in the show notes?
I will do that because...
That will be great because I have one that I can mention as well that does the same thing, uses Google Plus and usually has a... forum of people talking about particular topics.
Uh-huh.
And it's the ACCELN.
Oh, wow.
Anyone? LN being Learning Network, so it's the ACCELN. And they usually have theirs on a Monday evening, Melbourne time at 9:30 p.m., which would be very early in the morning for you, wouldn't it?
Yes. So what do they talk about?
Oh, all sorts of topics to do with education. And you can go to, they've got a website, a blog as well. And they're going to showcase work of different people on different dates. They have all sorts of different people coming. They've had ones about programming. They've also had one. They had Sylvia Martinez was on the other week.
Oh, was she was in Australia, wasn't she?
In June she was on. So they have lots of different guest speakers who will come on and talk to them. You can go on Twitter and be tweeting. You can go and watch it live in YouTube.
That's great.
And, you know, they have lots of great topics of different things. And it's Australia-wide, so it's like the national thing for Australia because people from all different states will come on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this hangout.
So my question is this. Have you seen it live?
I have seen it live with Roland Gusthausen.
Uh-huh.
Roland Gusthausen and Amanda Rablin and run the, I don't call it a podcast, do you? The Hangout, the Google Hangout, yes.
Uh-huh.
And they have various guests come on and talk about all sorts of things, ICT in schools and education.
And which browser did you use?
Which browser did I use? Firefox. I would have used Firefox. Yeah, Firefox, yeah. One time I got on it, actually, and was in the Hangout. It always takes me a while to get in the Hangout. I don't know why, but, yeah. The invitation, you get an invitation, and then you click on the link, and sometimes, if you're not there soon enough, it's full. They get full, of course, don't they?
Right. Yes, they do.
So once it's full, you can't get on.
Well, my suggestion is the next time you... one of those, the episodes come on, that you use Chrome and see the difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But make sure you install Adblock Plus.
Yeah, and then try it with Chrome. I bet I will see a huge difference. Mind you, my bandwidth is a bit of a problem as well. Have you got a solution for that, Rodney?
Your bandwidth?
Yes.
No, I don't.
At my house, you know, it's crawling.
A bigger pipe?
A bigger pipe, yeah. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. The copper and... Well, I basically have to use 3G. And if I use the Wi-Fi from the house, it's actually 3G to the house Wi-Fi. So I can't win. We have a very small monthly... Could you get by on 15 gigabytes a month?
Probably not. I could not.
Doesn't last very long at all.
I'm sure it doesn't. On my phone alone, I use almost one. Just my phone.
Yeah.
And that kills me because I know I could do more. But, you know. Oh, and by the way, I also use Chrome on my phone.
Do you?
Yeah. Because I have an Android.
That's right. And it's okay?
It goes very well.
Oh, that's good. I don't use the browser on my phone a real lot at all. Well, I suppose I do a bit. But I don't tend to browse a real lot. I use my iPad. It's a bit bigger to see the website.
So pretty much you use Safari on your iPad and Firefox on your MacBook, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But I'm going to try and use Chrome. That will be my goal. Next time we speak, I can tell you how it went.
Sure.
Always good to try something new.
Absolutely.
If you can make something run better, it's going to be a winner, isn't it?
Yes. You know, I tried Flock when it came out. Yeah. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, but I didn't like it. I tried Opera.
Opera. How did you go with that?
I couldn't get used to it. It was too clean.
Yeah.
You know how things are clean and is certain so clean that they're in places that you don't think they are. Yeah. And so it took me a while to get to use Opera and find out where those buttons are. Mm. And I think that's kind of what happened to me in Firefox. It became too clean. The menus started moving, the commands started moving, and I didn't know where they went or where they go.
Yeah.
As far as Chrome is concerned, it keeps updating, but they pretty much stay in the same place.
Yeah.
Except for this new update, they changed the apps. So now they have those nine squares are in the top left corner instead of being on a new page when I where I want it to be. But, you know, that's what happens.
And years ago, I used to use Netscape Communicator. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I remember Mosaic.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had to... I remember that.
And I used to use Netscape Communicator in particular with kids because they would build their own websites with it.
Oh, wait, it's the one with the inn where the sun and the moon would go around the inn?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember.
On the icon?
Oh, I can't remember. What's the icon? I don't know.
Well, anyway.
It's very good for kids doing HTML and creating websites, which they did back in the dark old dim days.
Yeah.
And then we got to use the programs where everything's drag and drop and you don't need any coding. And I actually think we lost a lot of skills.
You lost a lot of skills?
Yeah, in what the kids can do because it's all so easy now and just drag and drop.
Right.
I
gotcha.
You know, you lose a lot of skills when things are very simple.
Yes, you do. You lose a lot.
Until you want it to look different to what they allow you to have from the selected menu. And then you need to learn some coding or something because you don't want it to be orange. You want it to be something else.
So in the show notes, just so you know, I'm going to put the logo for Netscape Communicator in there for you.
Okay. All right, we'll see what it looks like, see if it's what I remember.
It's at the very bottom.
Yeah. Went to Wikipedia, did you?
No.
No?
Went to images.
Oh.
Is that what you remember?
Oh, yes, that looks like that, doesn't it? Yeah. and
I remember that because when it would load, it would turn.
Oh, okay, right.
It's like the Earth turning around.
Yeah.
So it was the sun and the moon. It was pretty neat. Well, anyway, I remember Mosaic because it was a white background and it was black letters. And then the Netscape Communicator was awesome because it had the faster computer.
Yeah.
You run faster computers and it was more color to the browser.
Mm.
And then the next step was into Internet Explorer. And that actually, I remember that in college, 95. That's because we had Linux mainframe in my college. We used DOS mainly, DOS and Windows Internet Explorer, but I think it was like one or two, something like that back in the 90s. My, how far we've come in browsers. You know what?
And I mean, you look at those old websites now that were made and created on them and you think, oh, gee, how basic were they?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
They were.
But I guess they did the trick, didn't they?
Yes. Well.
Nothing was very flashy.
No, but it worked.
That's right.
It absolutely worked, which is great.
Great old websites that kids made, you know, and that was where they made their website and put all their things on it, which I guess is still what they're doing today.
Yes, it is, but they're much easier for drag and drop. So let's really quickly recap. So you use Firefox and Safari on your iPad and iPhone.
Yep.
I can, but if I'm forced to use Firefox, I do, and I absolutely shy away from IE.
Yeah, I definitely don't use IE at all.
So Adblock Plus and OneTab and one Adblock Plus for take away the ads. Your OneTab to get rid of all those extra tabs, and then Socialba to spread your love in your social networking sites.
Yeah.
And you know, and for our audience, I think we should go ahead and put in the browser timeline. See how many different browsers have come and gone. Send a link out for that.
Yeah. And it's interesting to look up browser statistics as well, because you can look up browser stats and find out what's happening with who's using different browsers. It's very interesting to see. And because they do that, because when you go onto a website, it logs in as what browser you've used to get there.
Yeah, I've noticed that more and more people are using Chrome when they browse my website, I should say.
Yeah. So it's, it's like when you go, it's really interesting to see on blogs and things, because when you go to there and go to your statistics and everything, it tells you where, you know, so many people have come from whatever browser it is.
Uh-huh.
And you can see, you know, what's happening.
Mm. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Mm.
It is really neat.
Browser statistics for October. Internet Explorer 11.7%, Firefox 27.2%, Chrome 54.1%.
Wow.
Safari 3.8% and Opera 1.5%.
Only the consortium that is transforming how the web is being browsed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
because
is the stats for all the years. You can go through every year, and it scrolls right back to 2002.
Wow.
In 2002, Internet Explorer was 83.4%.
Mm-hmm.
AOL. Remember AOL?
I do.
5.2%, and Netscape was 8%.
Wow.
And then we'll jump up to 2005, and Internet Explorer is 68.9%.
Yep.
And then Firefox, 23.6%. Mozilla 2.8, Netscape 0.4, and Opera 1.5. Hmm. Internet Explorer seems to be just each year you go through, it's getting less and less and less and less.
Yep, because you've had other browsers come on board.
That's true. More to share the load, isn't it?
Yeah. there are so many. Opera has been in existence since 1993.
Yeah. But they've only, yeah, this only goes back to 2002, but they had it in 2003. Interesting. Firefox, looks like Firefox came into their sites in 2005. Wonder why, but it was interesting.
Well, it changed the name into Firefox. Well, you know what? They came in 2002, it became Firefox. It was originally Mozilla, and Mozilla was part of the Mosaic, Netscape, and Netscape Navigator family. And Mozilla branched out in 1998. And then it became Netscape in 2000. And then you had Galeon, which branched. And then Chameleon, which also branched out. And then you had Camino, which came in 2000-ish. And then Firefox about 2001. And then Firefox, closer to 2002, came into fruition.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of crazy. And then Flock came out in 2005, which I remember that specifically because I tried to use it. Not so much. Oh, and by the way, Safari, 2003.
Yeah.
It's based on Conqueror, which is a completely different browser, which came in 2000.
Interesting.
I will share with you that link. I'll put that in the show notes, but it's really neat to see.
Looking at the blogging tools you've got there, Rodney, some of the bloggers work better on other platforms than others, don't they?
Some of the what?
Some of the blogging platforms where you do your blogs, like whether it's WordPress or Blogger and those different platforms for blogs, some blogs run better on other browsers than others.
I would assume so. I don't know because I only use Blogger.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. It's interesting in the choice of browsers in that our education department here in Victoria has a full Microsoft license, and they'll often make things that will only run on Internet Explorer.
Really?
Yes. So that's interesting because they... make it so it only will run on Internet Explorer. And sometimes it'll have plugins that only Internet Explorer on a PC will have and not on a Mac.
Well, that's not nice.
No, it makes it difficult. And they supply us with our laptops, Mac or Windows, so they should be making it agnostic, shouldn't they? Browser agnostic.
Absolutely.
But anyway, we'll get to that one day.
Yes, we will. Hmm. We definitely will.
Well, thanks a lot for today, Rodney.
Thank you, Jennifer. I really appreciate it. We have had lots of fun. This episode is gone a lot longer than we anticipated. So we need to go ahead and wrap this up. Browsers. So which one do you use? Please take some time to tell us in the comments which browser you use and possibly some extensions or apps, if you want to call them that, and why you use it and why you're passionate about it. And any quirks that you might want to throw at us as far as browsers are concerned, please feel free to put those in the notes and we'll be glad to share that with you. Do you have anything to add, Jennifer?
There was one thing that I used to love in Firefox that isn't in here at the moment, or maybe okay. I've lost it, but when I updated it, got rid of it. I used to have this little thing down the bottom that I clicked and it turned proxies on or off.
Ooh.
Because at school we have these proxies. And the department sets up these proxies, and at home I don't have them, and I just had this little thing down the bottom of my browser I could click on or off. Now I have to go up to preferences and go through there and settings and wherever else and turn the browser proxies on or off. And sometimes I forget and wonder why it's not working. It's all because of the proxies.
Sounds like you need Tamper Monkey.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's an app in Chrome. That's really neat.
And it will do that job?
Yes, it will.
Right. Proxies are the bane of my life. I wish there were no such thing as proxies.
Yeah.
But my technician says we have to have them for some reason.
Interesting. Well, you know, it's one of those things.
Well, nice talking with you today, Rodney.
Nice to talk to you too, Jennifer. that's the end of our podcast. Thank you for listening to AU to AZ. Have a wonderful day.
Bye for now.
Bye.